10,250 tickets left. How do we get our hands on them?
Liz, my strong advice is that you have as many devices as possible ready at about 9:45. So you have your home computer, you have your phone, and you have your laptop, and you'll have them all logged on to Ticketmaster about 9:45. And then just 1 minute, just like 30 seconds to a minute before 10, you go bang, hit on the icon. And see how many you can get in and get as many friends as you can as well. Because you can only buy 4 tickets. So if you've got 3 friends, 4 of you do it.
Yes.
And then whoever gets through, then you can all go together.
Yep.
That's my good advice for you, because I reckon that's the way to go, because everyone's going to buy 4, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. And there's all the different categories. It was a little bit confusing, but I finally found a map. But you can be buying Category 3 and still be right up the back, but I guess it just means you're in a good angle as opposed to something not so great.
I reckon hit best seat available.
Okay.
Just go straight to best seat available.
$450.
Because I reckon all those ones will go bang anyway. They'll be gonski. So by the time you get through, you'll be down to 185.
Okay.
So just hit best seat available, and then you can make the call. Because once you get them, if you do get those seats, you might as well grab them. If you don't want them, you'll be able to sell them to your friends. And only with a 10% loading, of course, because there's a new law that protects everyone.
And that's good.
It is good.
I'm up for that.
And you know they're online and knocking people off. The government's online and just checking if people are selling them with more than 10% loading.
Yeah.
And they're just ripping them off the internet if they're on there and following up and charging them. So don't go trying to scalp on this situation.
Yeah.
Just make sure you want to go. Everyone wants to go. If you divide 4 into 10.250, it's only about, what, 2,500 people, isn't it? So it's only going to be 2,500 people to get through. So
not making me feel good.
I know. It'll all be gone in half an hour. But with those tips, you got your best chance.
Yeah. And only buy from Ticketmaster or, you know, if you're selling from your mate, but via GoGo or other places that claim to have tickets, just stay away.
Exactly.
I do know someone else who has tickets, though, and that's Alan and Michelle, who are filling in next week for Pete, Matt and Kimber.
I know.
How cool is that?
How did they do that?
I don't know. They know some people.
We
I thought you would know
tickets.
People.
I know. Rick Arden can't get tickets. What's going on?
I don't know. And have you got any tips for grand final entertainment? Because I've heard Eskimo Joe. I've heard rumours about Birds of Tokyo. I've heard rumours about John Butler. I've even heard rumours about Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes, as Freddie Mercury.
Mm.
That's the big rumour that's doing the rounds. And it might be a Borat-style sting on Western Australia. Like it might be part of a movie or a doco. So, yeah, so he might be telling us up there, but who cares? Who cares if he's telling us up? We'll get sucked in. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he can take the mickey out of me. That's fine.
I'm going Birds of Tokyo because I reckon they're fantastic. They've got to be invited. You'd love to have Tame Impala, but I believe they're overseas and they're just... They're mega big, aren't they?
Yeah. And
I don't know a lot about this stuff, but you would know. They're big, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard another rumour about Troye Sivan, but he was like at the Met Gala yesterday, so he's not going to be here.
And John Butler, he got a run last time they were here. I reckon he'd be a silly chance too.
Okay. All right. So
definitely Birds of Tokyo would be great.
All right. Well, thank you for your advice and your rumours and your tips. And if you know anyone with some spare tickets.
You're a legend.